This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. The College Life Podcast is here to provide you with ideas on how college students can design their life, be mindful and intentional about what they're doing while they're in college. We will also interview people who have already graduated from college, who currently work at a college, and current college students. Each guest will share their story, their struggles, their successes, and offer you tips on how to take ownership and make the most of your time while you're in college. Let's get to it. Welcome to the College Life Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. We are going to be talking about how you can graduate in 4 years. So the title of this episode is, number one, can I graduate in 4 years? And if so, how in the heck do I do that? So the short answer to can you graduate in 4 years? Hell yeah, you can. The next question that you should ask yourself is, should you? That's a completely different question. Should I graduate in 4 years? Now, to do that, to graduate in 4 years, you would have to take 120 credits total over those 4 years. Each class in college is anywhere from 3 credits. Well, you could have a 1-credit class, a 2-credit class, a 3-credit class, a 4-credit class, and a 5-credit class. And most programs, you need 120 credit hours to graduate from college. Now, if you break that up into 4 years, that's going to be 15 credit hours every fall semester and every spring semester. So if you do the math, you could just take 15 hours every semester, graduate in 4 years. You could also graduate in 4 years if you took 18 hours in the fall and then 12 hours in the spring, because that would still add up to 30 every year and you could graduate in 4 years. You could also come in with a lot of advanced placement credits, dual enrollment credits, etc. And if you do some college credits in high school and those transfer over into college, then that gives you a little bit more flexibility when you get to college. So you could still graduate in 4 years, or you could graduate in even less years, though I would encourage you to stay there for 4 years unless you have a good reason, which we'll talk about later. You could also take classes over the summer, or some colleges offer winter courses as well. These can be really great if you have the financial resources, if you are already renting an apartment. You're already going to be there for the entire year. You could take classes if you have, again, the financial resources to make that happen. I absolutely loved summer classes. When I was at Florida State, it was summer. I got to work, go to the pool, hang out. I went to classes a couple times a day, or I would try to get them done in the morning. So I think I had one semester, I had 6 credits. So that's 2 classes, and I took 1 at 9 and 1 at 10, I think. So I went to school from 9 to 11, and then I worked, I think, 3 to 5 days a week, and then I just hung out the rest of the time, and it was great. So if I was to take summer classes, then I wouldn't have to take as heavy of a course load in the fall or spring semesters. And of course, you do have to pass all of those classes. So if you end up failing a class, dropping a class, or withdrawing from a class, then that means that you didn't earn that credit and you would have to make that up somewhere else if you wanted to really graduate in 4 years. There are some really good reasons to graduate in 4 years. And the first one really is money. Honestly, I think that's the only good reason. I'm trying to think of another good reason, but most students and most parents and families think about the financial resources. If you are paying for another semester or another year of coursework and the cost of living, and that means you're not working full time, you're not getting a job, then obviously that's going to cost more money for you. That is a really big concern, and you definitely need to take that into consideration as you're making these decisions. And one of the things that I love about this podcast and why I feel so passionate and so connected to it is that you really need to take ownership of these decisions. You get to figure out what's best for you. And even if I suggest something or talk about something and maybe lean one way or another, it's really up to you. And I really want you to have the knowledge and all of the options laid out for you so that way you can make an informed decision. You know, there were things in when I was in college that I just made a decision on based on what I knew at the time, but there were so many things that I did not take into consideration because I just didn't know about them. And that is something that I want to change. That's why I'm doing this podcast, because you really should be taking ownership of all of your decisions. And money is a really big one for students, and I totally understand that. It was a huge one for me, and definitely take that into consideration. And the rest of these things, we're going to talk about how to graduate in 4 years if you really want to. After that, we're also going to talk about when it's not possible, what to do. So stay tuned. So to get started, if you really want to graduate in 4 years, I have a few things that you can do to try your hardest to graduate in these 4 years. So the first one is to have a plan. I know that sounds so simple, but oftentimes you just kind of go semester to semester, not really thinking about how what you're doing this semester impacts your graduation timeline. So having a plan is key. Really be on your shit. So this means time management, study habits, procrastination. You have got to be, number one, taking the right courses. Number two, taking the amount of credits that you need and then doing well in them. So you got to be on your shit. You also need to meet with your academic advisor early and often. So a lot of times students go to college and they're not really sure what an academic advisor does, or they don't really know how to make the most of that session. So in order to stay on track to graduate in a certain amount of time, your academic advisor can help you with this, and they are so good at what they do, and they know their major inside and out. They know every requirement. They know every policy, what class you need to take now, before this other one, so you can graduate on time. A lot of students don't know this, but academic advisors have a lot of students on their list of students that they outreach to, that they work with. So it can be really challenging sometimes if you go to an academic advisor and they've got 10 people outside of their door, they're super busy, and you don't really feel like you have a lot of time with them, and you feel rushed, and you're like, oh yeah, they just told me my classes and then I walked out and they didn't even have time to talk about next semester or future semesters or what I want to do with this. That is totally normal. But the reason for that is because you're going at the wrong time. Of course, you might have to go during that time for course registration, but there are other times that you can go when academic advisors are a little bit less busy and they can actually spend time with you, more time with you, and really talk about these things. The first week of school is really, really busy for them because students are dropping classes, adding classes, kind of freaking out about their class schedule. And that's pretty common across the country. So if you really want to talk to an academic advisor, at least wait till the second or third week of school and then reach out to them and ask them if they would have 30 minutes or an hour to sit down and talk with you about something. Many times they are more than willing to do this, but students don't go there at the right times always. So take advantage of that time. They are there for you to help you through this process. Another time is after course registration is over. Usually the last couple weeks of school, it can die down a little bit, and you can always reach out to them and ask them if they have time then. Again, they are more than willing to help you usually. And if you go in and you say, I really want to graduate in 4 years because of this reason, is there any way that you can help me figure this out? And you can always go in with some kind of plan to get started, but they can really look at it and make sure that you're on track to graduate in 4 years. Another thing, like I said, was to take classes. This will lighten your load in the fall or in the spring. And then another thing, most colleges have a degree audit or a graduation check. This can be different. This can be called different things, but a lot of times you can do this yourself. You can go into your logging system. This can be, every institution has a different kind or a different one that they call it. It's kind of like a portal to your grades, your transcript. Usually there is some kind of thing on there that has a degree audit, a degree check, something like that. Again, if you're not sure, you can always ask your academic advisor, and then you can kind of play with it when you're at home and just trying to figure out what's left for you to meet those requirements for your degree. So I do want to mention too, if you are starting at a community college, that can sometimes be even more challenging because you're balancing multiple institutions. So you have to take the right classes at your community college to graduate there in 2 years, but then you also have to make sure that the four-year college that you want to go to and the major that you want to major in, that you're taking the classes that you need in order to get into that major. So for example, if you want to get into business at a particular university, you might have to take macroeconomics, microeconomics, a stats class, and maybe something else. I'm not really sure, but they're different everywhere. So you really have to know where you want to go, what four-year school that you want to go to, in order to make sure that all of your classes from your two-year community college will transfer to your four-year college. Again, going to your academic advisor and being very specific about what you want to do can be very, very helpful for them and for you. Some colleges also have a lot of resources for transfer students. So if you are at a local community college and the college or university that you want to go to is local, try to schedule a meeting with a transfer advisor or somebody who is connected to transfer type stuff. This is not available at every institution, but I would just put the school that you want to go into and then put transfer in and see if anything comes up. If it doesn't, look at the degree that you want at the college. So if you want to do business at Boston College and you want to go there for business, I don't even know if they have a business school, so I'm just kind of putting it out there. But if you want to go to Boston College for business, you email an academic advisor from the College of Business and you say, hey, you know, my name is Alicia and I really want to go to the school for business. I'm at this community college. I would love to know what classes I should be taking to make sure that I can get there and I'm taking the right courses to get into Boston College and for business. So you can really try to be proactive and really knowledgeable about what opportunities are out there. So now that we've talked about all the different things that you can do to make sure that you graduate in 4 years, I do want to have a little reality check. So in reality, most students do not graduate in 4 years. I say that for two reasons. The first one is that a lot of people don't know it. We push, oh, graduating 4 years, 4 years, 4 years, 4 years. And that is kind of the goal, but it's not always reality. So the second thing is that I really just want to alleviate some of this stress and anxiety. I have felt this at pretty much every college or institution that I've worked at. Students are very stressed out and anxious about it. So if you are feeling stressed out or anxious that you have to graduate in 4 years, I want to challenge you here for a second, because reality is, again, most students do not graduate in 4 years, number one. But number two, life happens. And ideally, yeah, I would love for you to graduate in 4 years. You would have less debt, it would cost less, and you would be able to start your career. That's amazing. That sounds great. But it doesn't happen like that always, and because life happens and life is going to happen to you the rest of your life. So sometimes you just have to make the decision to say, hey, I'm going to change my major and I'm going to just figure it out. Whenever I changed my major, I got lucky because I was in my junior year of college. And even though I changed my major pretty late in the game, that's pretty late, I still got to graduate in 4 years because I had taken summer classes and a lot of my education courses could count towards my minor for the other major. And so I still got to graduate in 4 years, and that was really awesome. But again, that's not the norm, especially if you change your major late in the game. But you never know what can happen. And I always say, find out what's possible. You just never know. So the national four-year graduation rate, this is for public colleges and universities, is 33%. And that is very, very low. Only one out of three students graduate in 4 years at the same institution that they started at. That's wild. So the six-year graduation rate, and this is for all students who start as an undergraduate student at a four-year college, they're working towards a bachelor's degree. Out of all the students who start, only 59% graduate in 6 years. So that is only two-thirds of people graduate. Again, that's from the same college, though, that they started at. So there are some things kind of in here that you have to be aware of, but I just want you to know that you don't have to graduate in 4 years, but if you want to, it is possible, and you just have to make sure that you have your ish together to make it happen. The biggest thing that you need to know is that you get to decide this. You get to think about this. What do you really want? Why do you really want it? And then go for it. But be aware that not every student and most students do not graduate in 4 years, and it's totally okay if you don't. I'm going to say that again. It's totally okay if you don't graduate in 4 years. One thing that I'd also encourage you to do is look at the 4-year and 6-year graduation rates for your school. Sometimes these are posted, sometimes these are not, sometimes they're super easy to find, and sometimes they are not. I am going to put down a couple links to some of this data that I am referring to. So if you have any questions or interest in looking more into this, please feel free to check that out in the show notes. I also am going to give you a website where you can look up graduation rates by state. So if you're just interested in looking at that. And then there's also a way that you can look it up by college, which it can be really, really helpful. So right now I'm going to look up Florida State University, just because that's where I went. And they actually have a pretty high graduation rate. So even though I said that national average, that's a national average. So you have to think about there's all different schools that are small, that are big, that are doing different things. And there are so many factors that go into this number. So you have to know that. So that's why it's really helpful to look at what your college, or maybe even a college that you are interested in, what their graduation rate is. So for Florida State University, they are much higher than the average. So they are at 56.6% graduate in 4 years. So a little over half of all their students who start at Florida State graduate in 4 years. And they are at 76.9% graduate in 6 years. So they're, again, a little bit higher. And they are doing some amazing things there to really support students and have that overall student experience. And no, I am not sponsored by them. But hey, Florida State, if you want to, give me a call. But yeah, they are doing some really awesome work there. So I would just encourage you to explore this website. It's called the Chronicle of Higher Education College Completion, and it says who graduates from college, who doesn't, and why it matters. So you can also look this up by different demographics. So you can look it up by gender or race and ethnicity. And that can be really helpful too if you're thinking about how you want your experience to be and what you want your experience to look like at different colleges. I hope that this was helpful for you. Again, the biggest thing that you can do is really look into these things yourself, so you can make an informed decision about what works best for you. What do you want out of your life, and how can you make it happen? I hope that this episode was helpful for you. As always, don't forget to follow me at The College Life Coach on Instagram. And if you are new to this podcast, please subscribe so you don't miss another episode. And I look forward to catching you in the next one. Have an excellent week.